Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This week, we've been catching up with the news after my two-week geology field trip with Dr. Walt Brown to the Grand Canyon and the surrounding national parks. So today, we want to talk about Venezuela, the continuing collapse of that nation and the starvation of their people because of their socialism. We want to talk more about the atheist massacre of Christians in Texas on Sunday. I had made an error on this program this week. I said the youngest child who was killed, who was murdered, was 17 months old. That was wrong. Want to talk about that. Also, Colorado Right to Life has a strategy and film evening coming up this week, Saturday night, at Denver Bible Church. It's so important if you could possibly be there, if you could attend. If you can't be there, of course you could help out. It's also a fundraiser. It starts at 6:30 in the evening at Denver Bible Church in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. So you could go to coloradortl.org or you could call them 1-888-888-CRTL. That's for Colorado Right to Life, 1-888-888-CRTL. And you could donate. That certainly will encourage the warriors there. And then what else do we want to cover? A bit about the trip, about the time with Dr. Walt Brown. Even though we're going to be covering that this Friday on Real Science Radio with Fred Williams, I'd like to share some of that with you. And then finally, yesterday was Election Day. Some states had a higher profile election than others. And we want to discuss the lesser of two evils, the lesser of two evils, and what the scriptures say, don't do evil that good may come of it. And if you're going to support the concept of voting for the lesser of two evils, you should realize that, let's say in 3 years from now, let's say Hillary's back, right? Like a demon, cast out the demon, it comes back. Let's say Hillary's back, or whoever's back. Maybe Michelle Obama, and you end up having to campaign for, support, donate to, vote for Hillary Clinton because the alternative is worse, because you have decided that Hillary is the lesser of two evils, so then you become an advocate for Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't that be something? That'd freak you out, no? Those Christians who say, we need to support the lesser of two evils. God never calls on us to support evil. And you need to realize that there's no bottom to that abyss. There's no bottom to it. So let's go through these items. In Venezuela, beginning more than a year ago, we called for a humanitarian invasion of Venezuela to prevent the starvation of masses of human beings, innocent children. Their socialist government is bringing them to the brink of destruction. Their triple-digit inflation, their epic unemployment. They have children who are starving to death now at a rate. As of last December, the average Venezuelan had lost almost 20 pounds as of last December. So that study hasn't been repeated. So we don't know now what the numbers are. But people are starving to death in Venezuela. They've eaten their pets. They've broken into zoos. Not just one event that makes the headlines. No, they've broken into zoos around the country, and they have butchered the animals. And they take away the meat that they could eat and or sell. Mothers get up before dawn and they go to their dumpster. They claim the dumpsters at shopping malls and behind restaurants, and they fight. They have fights whose dumpster it is, When the trash is thrown out, they go through it to bring food home to their children. Prostitution has become epic with professionals, people who were architects and lawyers and doctors, nurses, now in prostitution. And humanitarian workers say that child prostitution has become epidemic, not only in Venezuela, but it's crossed over into Colombia and elsewhere. That is the desperation of the population trying to survive. And so it's because of socialism. Liberals say it's because the price of oil is down, but it's down worldwide. Oil is a commodity, like money is fungible. Oil is a commodity. The price is basically the same everywhere in the world. And so what's happening in Venezuela is not primarily because the price of oil is down. It's because they built a pure socialist economy. And it's not failing because they didn't do socialism right. It's failing because they did socialism correctly and fully. That's why the people of Venezuela are desperate. And so the need is great, and the people there, just as in North Korea, need to be liberated from their socialist government, and in North Korea, from their communist government. Okay, the atheist massacre of Christians in Texas on Sunday, a listener from Arkansas corrected an error that I made on the show this week when I said that the youngest child who was killed there at that Texas church was 17 months old. That was wrong. I'm so thankful to be corrected. We have on our website, we have an error link, an errata link. It's on our homepage, and it's on every other page on our website. So on every page, kgov.com, kgov.com, has approximately 10,000 pages. It's a very full-featured service providing information from a Christian worldview, how to build a Christian worldview, and how to defend it, how to live by it, and it's fully searchable. We provide ways to understand what's on the site, and you could use it, somewhat like you use Wikipedia, but for more special purposes. And so on every page at kgov.com, we have an errata link, an error link. And so we list the bigger errors that we became aware of that we made on the program. So we have one error page that lists all the big whoppers over the years. And then other errors that we made and quickly corrected, we have them corrected on the show page where we made the error. So a mom, Crystal Holcomb, was 8 months pregnant and her child was murdered. Her child is counted among the 26 fatalities, the 26 murder victims, as it should be. And I'm so thankful that that child is being recognized as a person who was murdered by this atheist. People say, well, the atheist was mentally ill. You know, atheopathy, it is a mental illness. To deny the existence of God is a mental illness. And so in his case, it's just brought to its extreme. It's brought to its logical conclusion. If we're just animals, a fish eats other fish. We had a fox at the school where I was on the board, but there was a fox that killed a whole bunch of chickens. And you'd think, how much could you eat, Mr. Fox? And then it went, instead of hauling off its kill, then it killed another and another. It killed 6, 7 of them before we found out. And I went out there with a couple of the guys from the church, actually, on a Sunday morning. We chased the fox away. But animals kill other animals, either to eat them or because they're annoyed by them or for whatever reason. Animals kill other animals, and then they'll even eat them while they're still alive. So atheopathy, if there is no God, there is no fundamental right or wrong, there's only preference. What is your preference? And once you're dead, eternity, the infinite future, is no different whether you murder or don't murder. It's all the same. So atheism is a mental illness. It's atheopathy. It's fundamentally immoral, moral relativism. It's perverse. And all the hatred and venom that's on the thousands of atheist websites and forums, I'm extrapolating from the dozens of forums that I've experienced personally. So the atheist who murdered these Christians, right? This was the atheist massacre of Christians on Sunday, and he killed babies point blank. Babies crying in a pew because of the mayhem around them, and he just killed them. Hey, if there's no God, what he did, does it violate his worldview? Does it? Atheists will point out that Christians and people claiming to be Christians have done evil things. That's true. But in doing so, they have violated the teachings of Jesus Christ. They have contradicted the moral code that God has revealed in the scriptures. When the Nazis slaughtered the Jews, they were humanist, socialist, Darwinist. They believed in survival of the fittest. The slaughter of the Jews did not contradict their worldview. They wanted the resources that the Jews had. They wanted them. They were able to take them, get the Jews out of their way, so they killed the innocent by the millions. Christians who do wrong are violating the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's the difference. By the way, here in Colorado, I'm on the board of Colorado Right to Life, and for a number of years, we've been trying to get the state legislature to adopt an Unborn Victims of Crime Act, and we've even offered an abortion-neutral Unborn Victims of Crime Act, and it's modeled after a biblical principle. So it's not a compromise in any conceivable way, but I'm going to read it to you in a moment. But first, you know about the kids, the unborn kids in Colorado who've been killed and the families could get no justice because our courts refuse to acknowledge, even our prosecutors in many instances refuse to acknowledge that the baby was a person. Well, I'll go back to 2002, that's a while ago, Colorado Springs. Amanda Hansen was 4 months pregnant when she was murdered along with her unborn son. The son was not a person, they claimed. And so there was no effort at justice for the child. In 2003 in Colorado Springs, a woman named Leah Gee, G-E-E, was murdered while 7 months pregnant with little Jeremiah, fighting for life. He fought for life for weeks before he died, yet the courts ruled against filing a murder charge for his death. How's that? And then 2007 in Grand Junction, Lila Lennon died an hour after she was born. Colorado courts rejected the murder charge, but they contradicted themselves, which is not surprising in our abortion-confused world, by upholding other charges, including child abuse leading to death. How's that? They said, well, little Lila was not a person. You can't charge murder, but you could charge child abuse. Does that make any sense? How could a child abuse be committed against someone who's not a person? So, and by the way, this list, I know that it's accurate because I had the opportunity to assemble this list and put it on the Colorado Right to Life website. So it's there. If you want to find it, you go to coloradortl.org and you click. It's either on the homepage or just go to the next page and you'll see it there. 2011 in Denver, Lori Gorham had an 8-month-old baby that was killed by a hit-and-run driver, not a person. In Longmont, 2012, Heather Surovic, her baby, she said, calling him a fetus is offensive to our family, calling him a fetus. And we had an entire personhood amendment, an effort to identify Heather's child as a baby, as a person. That was called the Brady Amendment. In 2012, also, this in Aurora, Ashley Moser's unborn baby is the unrecognized 13th victim in the Aurora murders. Remember that at the Batman showing in the Aurora Theater? 12 people murdered? Well, how about Ashley's baby? In Texas, they recognized that little baby at 8 months old as the 26th victim. In Aurora, Colorado, Ashley Moser's unborn baby, not a victim. How's that? And then in Longmont in 2015, the worst of the worst, Michelle Wilkins, she suffered the most atrocious killing ever of a Colorado mother's unborn child when she was assaulted and the baby ripped from her womb, and then the baby died. And the Boulder DA, so I went to the press conference, says, well, you know, what could we do? The baby was not a person. Just disgusting. Just makes you want to vomit. As Jesus said in the Bible, that's biblical, you know. Jesus said, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Yeah, so disgusting. So Colorado Right to Life introduced a single-sentence bill year in and year out. And the Republicans have been against it. And, of course, the Democrats are against it. But we'd get it introduced. We'd get it passed a committee here or there. But the Republican leadership has been against this. And I'll read it to you. It's a single sentence, okay? If the commission of any crime in the Colorado Criminal Code is the cause of death or injury to an unborn member of the species Homo sapiens, the respective homicide and assault charges for that death or injury may be brought contemporaneously with the underlying charges. So if a baby is killed during the commission of a crime, then you could charge the criminal with the death of that unborn baby. That's it. Now, why do I say it's abortion neutral? Because the Colorado Criminal Code, sadly, doesn't list abortion as a crime. It doesn't. This is a different kind of crime, right? A drunk driver kills a pregnant woman's baby. It's not an abortion. It's different. And so this would say that that drunk driver could be charged with homicide. By the way, this is built explicitly on a biblical passage. You'd have to find the passage for yourself. It's a good exercise. So what else do we want to get to? The lesser of two evils. Yesterday was election day, and we mentioned this notion that Christians have been taught that you vote for the lesser of two evils. So is that only true right now, like this decade in America, or is that something that's generally true? Because if it's generally true, well, then how about in the nation in Europe that had reached the pinnacle of scientific advancement and educational success and the arts? I'm talking about Germany. And Germany had elections in the 1930s, one in particular where the two leading parties in one district, they were the Marxists and the Nazis. Adolf Hitler headed up the Nazi Party. Nazi is National Socialist. So you have the Marxist, and they're the communist, supported by the Soviet Union, the Marxist versus the Nazis. And in that district, between those two parties, they both had, they had the majority, they had the plurality. They had, between the two, they had more than 50% of the vote. I think this was true in other districts also. And so you are a Christian, and your pastor has told you that you should support the lesser of two evils. So now you have to make an assessment of the two, and it looks like one of these two parties is going to win the election. And it turns out the Nazis won many victories. Adolf Hitler became the chancellor. He became the leader in Germany by a democratic process. The Weimar Republic, a democratically functioning government, gave the world Adolf Hitler. Of course, and once he was in office, he began to ignore the laws and just consolidated power. That's a secondary matter. The democratic process gave us Adolf Hitler. And so if you were a Christian there and you went to your pastor and said, I'm struggling with who to vote for. They both look evil. And the pastor said, and it'd be like today, if the Republican candidate, he supports homosexuality aggressively. He has conservative Christians on their feet cheering for homosexuals at the Republican National Convention. He aggressively supports homosexuality, as he's done for 20 years now. He has donated to pro-abortion politicians for decades. Once elected, he has now three times fully funded Planned Parenthood. I'm talking about Donald Trump. He puts a new justice on the U.S. Supreme Court who says when the court rules that a baby is not a person, that the rest of the government needs to abide by that. How would that be? What if it was in Germany or even here and the court said that blacks are not people or Jews are not people? That's called moral relativism. In court, it's called legal positivism. So if the court says that you have to allow people to kill those babies, then we have Neil Gorsuch saying in his confirmation hearing that of course you have to, as a governing official, of course you have to obey and implement the Supreme Court's ruling that the baby is not a person. Of course you do. And so judges like that in Germany, they were tried at Nuremberg because they were just following the law, you see. And so in Germany, the Christian who's been taught not the word of God, but supposed political pragmatism. And I say supposed because pragmatism is what works. And what conservative Christians have been doing for 30 years now, led by James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Concern Women for America, National Right to Life, the USCCB, Conference of Catholic Bishops, all these groups, Eagle Forum, they've all been told to compromise on fundamental morality, pornography, adultery, fornication, all that, homosexuality, the killing of innocent children. Imagine that. If you're willing to compromise on the killing of innocent children, what will you not compromise on? And the answer to that is partisan politics. That's it. Because they'll tell you, the same people will tell you, if your politician says he will kill innocent children, if he has funded the killing of innocent children, as long as he's not a Democrat, if he's a Republican, then vote for him. So they'll teach you to compromise on the slaughter of the innocent, but don't ever compromise on partisan politics. Don't ever vote for a Democrat. Don't do that. But just vote for Republicans who kill children. Because, you know, abortion is, well, is it a Republican or a Democratic thing? Well, Republican Justice Harry Blackmun wrote Roe v. Wade, and the Republican U.S. Supreme Court upheld it. Five of the votes for Roe v. Wade were from Republican justices. And the majority Republican Supreme Court since 1973, with judges nominated by Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush, and now by Donald Trump, the Republican U.S. Supreme Court has upheld abortion for all these decades, and so has the entire federal judiciary, which has been overwhelmingly Republican, judges nominated by pro-life Republican presidents, allegedly, that's what we were told, and they're all pro-abortion. So they say it's pragmatic. Pragmatic means what works doesn't work. If they were pragmatic, by now they would have said, you know what we told you to do for the last 30 years, 40 years, it's been a complete failure. Let's do something different. But they're not pragmatic. It's called pride, and it's a lust for a seat at the table and power and money. That's what it is, and it's just as real in the Republican Party as it is in the Democratic Party, and it's just as real in the body of Christ as it is among unbelievers. And so if you were that Christian in Germany and your pastor said, well, the two leading parties here in our state, they're the Marxist and the Nazis, the National Socialist, the Communist and the Socialist, right? The Nazis were National Socialists. That's what Nazi stands for. So evaluate those two and then predict the future based on if one or the other of those wins, and then vote for the one that would kill fewer innocent people. So let's say you had a specially good ability to forecast the future, okay? Let's say you're a witch and you have a crystal ball, because normal Christians can't really forecast the distant future. We can't really do that. But they say witches with a crystal ball, they could do it. Of course, that's not true. But focus on the family. They want you to somehow buy a crystal ball and predict which evil person who kills children that you support will end up doing the least harm. And so if you're that Christian in Germany and you're taking your church's advice and you're really good at predicting the future and you see that the Marxists are going to kill 20 million of their own people outright, 20 million, 20 million. And the Germans, they're going to kill 6 million people outright, 6 million. And you say, well, the Marxists versus the Nazis, the Marxists are the greater evil. They murdered 20 million. And the Nazis, led by Adolf Hitler, they're going to murder probably around 6 million. So I'm going to support Adolf Hitler. And I'm going to register as a Nazi Party member, and I'm going to donate money, and I'm going to get excited when Fox News has a Nazi spokesman on, and the Nazis will say how bad the Marxists are. Oh, yeah, they'll kill their innocents. They'll kill their number of Jews. But I'm thinking about all the people I've saved by not voting for the Marxists. That's what I'm thinking of. So hopefully that makes it overtly clear to you that there's no bottom to that abyss. You don't support the lesser of two evils. You have two men who come to your church to be interviewed. You need a new pastor. The old pastor's retiring. And the one's been committing adultery for the last 3 years, the other for the last 5 years. The one's only been with two women, the other's been with six women. And you say, well, this pastor, he's only been committing adultery for 3 years and only with two women. So he's the lesser of these two evils, so we're going to support him. How's that? So if somebody tells you, hey, I'm the best guy for the job, but by the way, I'm going to kill one of your kids, or I'm going to kill one of your neighbor's kids, you don't support him. And they say, well, then who do you support? It wouldn't matter if you supported no one. That is far better than supporting someone who tells you, here's a list of the kids that I'm going to kill. And if they lie to you, that's your fault too. I mean, somebody lies to you in a context where you don't expect it, then it's their fault. When they lied to you, when they've been lying to you for decades, and they're obviously lying to you, and they get in office, and they're fully funding Planned Parenthood at Barack Obama's levels, and you still say, oh, I love it, the most pro-life president we've ever had, lie to me, lie to me, lie to me, and all these kids are being killed, oh, and it's not my guy's fault, it's Democrats' fault. Where do you think that's going to get you when you see the Lord? Oh, my guy only had a few exceptions. Well, God looks at the exceptions. He didn't look at all the apples that Eve didn't eat, did he? Did God look at all the apples that were left on the tree? Did he look at all the women that King David did not commit adultery with? Is that what God did? How about Herod? Did God look at all the babies Herod didn't kill? Or does he look at the exceptions? He looks at the exceptions. And the exceptions are a window to the soul. So the lesser of two evils, there's no bottom to that abyss. And if you buy into that, you will end up supporting Hillary Clinton for president. That's what you'll end up supporting. Or somebody just like her or somebody worse than her, as long as the other guy's a little bit worse. And you can't figure out that anyway, which one is ultimately worse. And you know why? Because you're not smart enough. And neither am I. We just do right and risk the consequences.